Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study God's holy word. Today we're going to teach a message entitled Christ's Righteousness and the Righteousness Christ Will Judge. The Bible said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to be judged for the things done in his body, whether it be good or bad. That's what the Bible said. He's going to judge good or bad. So I want to show you in this lesson the type of righteousness that Christ is going to judge. Everybody think he's going to judge his own righteousness, but he's not. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteousness. He's going to judge the righteousness that you do, not the righteousness of Christ. We are made righteous by the blood of Christ, but now that we are righteous, we should be living a righteous life. Look at it again, 1 John 3, 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Matthew 5, verse 20, look at what Jesus taught. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus meant your righteousness. Let's go further and learn more about the righteousness that Jesus would judge. God bless you.
Hallelujah. It says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Here's the answer. He that walketh uprightly. Who walking? Y-O-U. That's what Jesus said, except yours. If Jesus would have meant minds, he'd have said minds. Don't change his word and don't change his intentions and don't give me no interpretation of that. Jesus saw the end from the beginning. He could see all the way to the end. If he would have meant his righteousness, he'd have said it. Said, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart. Well, you know he's not talking about Jesus. Jesus didn't speak no lie in his heart. He's talking about you. Go to the next one. He that backbiteth not. Did Jesus backbite? He talking about us backbiting. He talking about us. And when we do things like that, and when we gossip, and when we lie, and when we mistreat each other, that is unrighteous to God. Now, that's what God gonna judge. If you die in that, that's why Christ's righteousness is his life, and his life was, I do always those things that please the Father, even unto death. That was his righteousness. He died and purchased it so you could become a righteous person. Now, what you do after that, that's you. That's your righteous walk as a result of the righteous life of Christ that Christ gave you. That's you doing that. You being judged from your actions now. And you can't blame that on Christ. You can't expect Christ to die to make you like him and not expect you to live like him. Hallelujah. He that backbiteth not with his tongue nor doeth evil to his neighbor. You can't treat your neighbor wrong, nor taketh a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. Sometimes we say things we didn't mean. Man, if it hurt, let me keep my word. But I ain't going to say that no more because that was a burden. And I'm going to do something to make my word good because I shouldn't have let that came out of my mouth. And the Bible said you swear to your own hurt. Why? Because God watching how I deal. And God said in the Old Testament, if you deal like I tell you, that's your righteousness. God said that. Now, Curtis didn't say that. The scriptures say that's your righteousness. Okay? It says, he that putteth not his money to usury, how you deal with people you loan money to, how you interact. That's basically what he's saying. All right. Now, two verses. Okay, I got three more verses. Go to 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. God is watching us. Whatever you ask him, receive of him, because we keep his commandments. Okay, Christ keep them for us. That ain't what that scripture say. If that ain't what that scripture say, why people think that? And when I'm saying people, because that's a major teaching in the church that, you know, I trust Christ's righteousness. And the same people that say that are really saying these shortcomings I got, he gonna overlook them. I'm telling you that's what they really saying because I done seen them and I done talked to them and I hear them. I trust Christ's righteousness too. I trust it so much that I act like him. That's the right mindset, churches, I'm trying to minister to you. Okay. Or that other mindset, you just religious. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. Can't nobody keep them. Can't nobody keep the commandments? Read, since we got some new people in the house, Luke 1, verse 5 and 6. Nobody can keep the commandment. That's the major preaching in the church now. One major preacher said, don't have nothing to do with the Big Ten, talking about the Ten Commandments. He said, you don't have to keep them now. Go to Walmart and steal and see if they're going to keep them. See if they're going to keep them. That preacher lying to you. Can't nobody keep the commandment. Wait, let's read that. Luke 1 and verse 5 and 6, I think.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias.
A priest named Zacharias. This is in the New Testament.
Of the course of Abiah.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
Okay.
And they were both righteous before God.
They was both righteous
before God.
Before God. God was watching them. Okay.
Walking in all the commandments.
They was walking in some of the commandments.
All.
That Bible says all. Come on.
And ordinances.
They was walking in all the ordinances. There was commandments. There was ordinances. Come on.
Of the Lord blameless.
They was blameless. They wasn't even born again. And the Bible, I'm not lying, right? Bible said they kept them all, walked in every one of them, and they was blameless. But nobody can keep them is what's being preached. Now, let's go back and read. And for all those folks that teaches that the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not for the New Testament church because they are teaching that boldly all around the country. That's a lie. Because Matthew chapter 28, the last few verses, the Great Commission, the same ones that teach Jesus teaching and on the Sermon on the Mount and Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John is not for the New Testament church. The same one teach that, say that the Great Commission is intact, and they say, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, and then they tell the people, give $1,000 so we can go into all the world. They just want your money because they don't even believe that. Because if they believe go ye into all the world, then they would believe the latter part that said teaching them to observe all things I commanded you. So the same ones that say Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because they do say it, and you will hear it sometime if you haven't heard it. They teach that that's not for us. But they teach the Great Commission is for us. In the Great Commission, Jesus told those apostles, ultimately all of us, teach them everything I taught you. Sermon on the Mount was taught to the apostles. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was taught to the apostles. Luke, right here, was writing and said that these people, Old Testament folks, kept all the commandments and they was blameless. Why can't no newborn again person keep them? So here's a New Testament scripture that say, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. This is what God gonna judge right here. Whether you do what is pleasing in his sight or not. When you read this Bible, you got God's Holy Spirit in you. You've been born again. You done accepted what Christ did for you. You couldn't do this for yourself. He done did it. Now you over here and you're a righteous person. Now, if you read this Bible and don't do what's pleasing in his sight, that's the righteousness he going to judge at the judgment seat of Christ. He not going to judge Christ's righteousness. It's been judged and accepted. Now, yours got to be accepted because he said he going to judge things good and bad at the judgment seat of Christ. They always say good. But that scripture said good and bad. And he going to judge the things done in his body. Whatever you did inside of his body, he going to judge that. Now, whatever you did in his body, you had to be in your body doing it. So it's twofold. You're going to be judged what you did in your body, and you're going to be judged what you did in his body. That's what Christ's going to judge. So let's make it right. When I die, I'm going to die righteous. Anybody else? I done resolved that. Okay, 1 John 3 and 7. Now, this is the kickoff scripture here in the New Testament. I would say 1 John 3 and verse 7. Now, this is very clear here, very, very clear. Please don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing from it. And if we got some assumption, we'll read this and assume. No, get the assuming out the way. And let's just read the scripture. All right. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that do it. Now we know what he that do it mean. He that do what this book says inside of your situations, God call righteous. And when you don't do what pleases God in your situation, God judge you as an unrighteous person, even though you have accepted what he did for you. Accepting what he did for you don't mean God gonna judge you as a righteous person when you don't do what he said to do in your situations. There is no way God gonna look at you righteous and you just did an unrighteous deed. Now, how that gonna happen? That Bible said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Watch this. Even as. If you don't do what's righteous, which is what is acceptable to God in your everyday life, if you don't do what's righteous in your situation, you're not going to be righteous like him. Is that simple enough? All right. Now, last verse. Acts 24, 20, 4 through 5, through 25. I had told y'all Sunday I was going to show you that Paul preached more than just the cross. Paul told the Corinthian church, he said, I will preach, I ain't going to know nothing among you, among you. He was dealing among the Corinthian church and anybody that got off that foundation. He said, I ain't going to know nothing among you but Christ and him crucified. That didn't mean Paul didn't preach nothing else, folks. Acts 20 said he preached all of the counsel of God. Now, don't the Bible address every single issue in the world and every single thing in the world? How is it here is one message then? Come on now. All we got to do is think sometime. Jesus, the word addressed everything in the world. They ain't, I don't care how long the world go. Every subject, every issue, everything that come up, this Bible has addressed it. How is it just one message? You can take a message and make everything say that, but the Bible addresses everything. Now, I'm just teaching. I'm a teacher. And I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I ain't trying to offend nobody. But God's offended when you offend his scriptures. But I told y'all, if you wanted to know what all Paul, I told y'all I was going to give you scriptures Sunday, and I didn't. I got them down here somewhere. Because Paul talked about all the different things he preached. And I wrote them down. If I don't find them tonight, I'll give them to you. It was several subjects that he brought up that he preached. The cross was one of them. But it was several things. He said, I preach in every church. My manner of life. He said, I preach purpose. He said, I preach. And he just went down the list naming the things that he preached. And he said, I preach it in every church. So it wasn't like Paul was preaching one message in every church. Now, if you want to believe that, that's cool. But I'm a defender of the faith, and it's my job to address what God told me to address and leave it, let the chip fall where it may. So I'll leave that alone. All right, Acts 24, watch this. Here's something he preached to, Paul. He's before Felix here, all right? And Felix, when Paul got through talking to Felix, Felix started trembling. Say, I'll talk to you a later date. He got scared. Let me show you why he got scared. And after certain days when Felix came with Drusilla, thank you, Jesus. Judy knew what I'm talking about. Judy knew what I'm talking about. And came with Drusilla, which was a, what is it? How you pronounce that? Jewish or Jew? Jewish, okay. Jewish, amen. And so for those people who think I know everything, I don't know everything, see? some people accuse you for anything when they want to be offended at you, you know? All right. And a Jewish, he sent for Paul. And heard him concerning faith in Christ. Okay, Paul preached the faith in Christ, which entailed everything about Christ. And he reasoned. Paul was reasoning with him of righteousness. Paul was talking to him about righteousness, and he was. I'm gonna show you. He was talking to him about the fact that you got to be a righteous person because you're gonna be judged by God. And this what made Felix tremble. Because he knew he wasn't doing what was righteous. But he talked to him first about Christ, faith in Christ, which include what Christ did so you can be a righteous person. Then he started talking to him about righteousness, which was his actions after now you've been made righteous. And then concerning faith in Christ and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance. Now, wait a minute. Temperance is what? Huh? What kind of control? S-E-L-F? No, it's Jesus control. Jesus was in control. This you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because see, the scripture got to talk for me. Get 2 Peter 1, starting verse 5. When Christ said, you are righteousness, Christ said what he meant and meant what he said. Now, you can insert Christ's righteousness in there if you want to, but that ain't what Christ said. 2 Peter 1, verse 5.
And
beside this.
Giving all diligence.
Okay, giving all diligence. What? Wait a minute. What do you mean, Pastor Jackson, what do you mean by giving all diligence? Y'all, anybody know? Giving all diligence. Wait a minute. The Holy Ghost giving the diligence. Okay, you got to make some effort. Am I doing damage to anything? You got to make some effort. Giving all. Well, wait a minute. We don't do nothing, though. We ain't supposed to do nothing. Huh? Carefulness. I like that. Giving all diligence. What?
The
cross added that. No, the Holy Ghost going to do this. Wait a minute. Somebody ain't got it all. Come on.
Add to your faith.
Wait a minute. The faith came from Christ. I got faith in him and what he did for me. He telling me not to add something to it? Yes. Come on.
Add to virtue knowledge.
Add to your faith virtue. You know what virtue is? Character. Personality. Integrity. Integrity don't, if it came automatic, why he telling me to add it? You can't change these scriptures. He said, add to your faith virtue. Come on.
And to knowledge temperance.
Add to knowledge temperance.
And to temperance.
Wait a minute. Add to knowledge what?
Temperance.
Wait a minute. You mean I got to add some temperance? It's back right here what Paul was talking to this man about. He explaining righteousness right here. It's temperance. It's you controlling yourself. It's you getting up. I am not going to curse me with his presence and strength to accomplish that. But I got to choose that first. If Adam would have decided, God said, don't eat, I ain't eating. Don't you think God would have helped him? Adam had to decide that. Why are we so quick to say yes with that, but we don't say yes with us? It's Christ righteous. See, something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with that picture. That frame ain't fitting right. I'm just trying to tell y'all something wrong with that. And God said, straighten this stuff up, because a lot of folk going to go to hell thinking they're going to heaven. So that's good right there. Paul reasoned with this man, first of all, by faith in Christ. Then he talked to him about righteousness, which included temperance and the judgment to come. He going to judge your temperate life. That become the righteousness he going to look at. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to close with saying there's no way we couldn't accomplish it if it wasn't for what he did for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. And as a result of that, we can do the righteous thing in our life. Any questions or comments? I would like to have anybody who want to extend the thought before I sit down. Any questions? Oh, yeah. Okay. Sister Peggy opened this one up now. Okay, go to Isaiah. You got that up there, Anisha? Isaiah 64, and we're going to read verse 6 first. You got that? I didn't send it to you? I sure wanted y'all to see it, but that's all right. Let's go watch it in your Bible. Let's go to Isaiah, and let's look at verse 6 first, because I've always quoted this. I had never looked at the context of it. It says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Now, and I've always heard that scripture right there quoted with the emphasis, nothing you do is righteous. But we just looked at the Old Testament where God told people, you do right inside of financial matters and lending to the poor, and this would be your righteousness. Now, so he's not kidding now, telling these folks, if you do this, I'm going to consider this righteous. But then over here telling you, all of y'all, hey, oh, you ain't got no righteousness. And it stands to reason that we need to rightly divide this. Okay, so that's the way I've always heard it quoted, that man ain't got no righteousness at all. Okay, now this is not necessarily talking about taking the sin out of your soul, because these Old Testament people, even though they did righteous things based on what God told them to do, they in themselves were still dead, huh? Under the curse, they had the Adamic nature, but God told them if they would do certain things that God would consider that a righteous act if they did it. So we got to understand that God was talking about the deeds and their actions and the way they treated each other. And God would consider them righteous based on their righteous dealing, even though they was dead. Okay. Now, Calvary fixed the dead problem. So righteousness was hanging around before Calvary even came, because y'all just saw it. It's all over the New Old Testament if you just go study it. And God gave rules and regulations. That's why the Ten Commandments was given to govern society, you know. Now, for some reason, we don't feel like we don't need them, you know. No, we need them, and they ain't dead, okay? All right. My point is, okay, now let's go back up now. Isaiah 64, and let's back up. You can read all of it, but let's back up to verse 4 down to verse 6, and let's kind of get a sense of what he's saying. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear. Do y'all know in the New Testament when Paul said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered? Paul took that from the Old Testament. Everything you find Paul quoting, he took from the Old Testament. Here it is right here. That's where Paul got all of this stuff from. And when he was teaching in the New Testament, he was putting it in the context, right context. And if somebody take any of those New Testament scriptures and take them out of context, you come back to the Old Testament to see the context, the mind of God was speaking it in. But this is where Paul got that from. I thought I'd throw that in. Okay, it says, from the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has seen with the eyes, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for them that waited for him. That was some Old Testament folks waiting for him. Job said, I know that in my flesh I shall see God. And then the question asks, if a man die, will he live again? You know, those Old Testament saints had hope that God would raise them again and that they would be stand before God righteous. And they did, as dead men, they did what God told them to do, that what God would consider them righteous. And the New Testament church think that we just going to get in on what Christ did, all righteous. You get in as a result of what he did. You got to be righteous in your dealings in life. I'm still preaching. Let me get to the context of this. Okay. It says, O God, besides thee, he has prepared for them that waited for him. Thou meetest him that rejoices and worketh righteousness. So if all of our righteousness is filled to rag, how can I work righteousness to please him? He ain't talking about that, folks. We just took that out of context and said, you can't be righteous. Now we got an unrighteous life, and we all sinners, saved by grace. Can't nobody do it, and now we're living like the devil. No, that's some righteousness God looks at if you do it. And it's called what you're doing, dealing in righteously based on this book, and you can do that. I promise you, if you smoke and you see a cigarette on the ground, you don't have to pick that cigarette up and smoke it. I ain't going to say you're not going to be tempted. But first of all, what'll help you is dirty. It's on the ground. You ain't got to do that. If you think you got to do that, then you got a problem. I know that's way out there, but I'm just telling y'all the truth. You ain't got to lie. You lie because it gets you off the hook. This Bible said, thou meetest him that rejoices and worketh righteousness. Do you want God to meet you? You know why God met those Old Testament people? Those Old Testament people worked righteousness. They were still lost. They were still dead, but they worked righteousness, and God didn't let them go into hell. He put them in paradise and kept them there till the Christ would come. God met them people because they worked righteousness. And now, New Testament church, you got the word righteousness yourself. Hallelujah. It says, thou meetest them that rejoices and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. You remember God in your ways. I'm trying to close. It's your ways. When a man's ways please the Lord, he make his enemies to be at peace with him. That's you, saints. That's you. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus meant you doing righteous as a result of being made righteous. That's what he's going to judge. Then it says, those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wrought, for we have sinned. When you sin and you don't care about God, and in those is continuous, and we shall be saved. He said he'll save you. He's telling these people that if you work righteousness and you please God, God coming to save you. But we all are unclean things. I don't think he's sitting here talking about all of them are unclean, but about these folks trying to please God. In their dead state, they still said, if this is right before Elizabeth and Zacharias and Elizabeth haven't even experienced Calvary. But they said, we're going to keep his ordinance. We're going to keep his commandments because we fear him. And God met them. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Anything else? That helped a little bit, Sister Garden? You got any more questions about that? You see something I don't see? Your preacher see something I don't see in that? Don't y'all fool me now. Look, I have conviction in what I'm teaching, and I'm going to live it. You know, I ain't trying to make none of y'all believe it. You know, if you want to believe, you know, I'm through. Any questions? Thank y'all for coming to Bible study. Thank y'all for your patience tonight. I love all of you. Thank you for honoring me, and I honor you. I bless you, people. It's a joy to work with you. I love you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We're just about out of time, but this is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. I want to thank you for listening to this teaching, and I want to encourage you to be a good Berean and check out this message, glory to God, and check out every message. The Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 1, try the spirits, see whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. There are many teachings and many doctrines floating around on television, on radio, internet, in the churches, but the Bible says you're supposed to try every spirit. There are messages called the Grace Revolution that is deceiving the country. There are messages called the cross and the blood, and they are deceiving people. There's a dual cross message. One of them suggests that you believe in the cross, but no such thing as sinless perfection. Preach it every day. Check it out and discard the false teaching. The other cross message suggests that you believe in the cross, you can't sin. Now, I agree you shouldn't sin, but that is a lie to say you can't, and it is a lie to say you don't need to be discipled. It is a lie to say you don't need to obey the commandments after the cross. It is a lie to say that it is automatic. No, it's not automatic. You have to obey these scriptures in your soul if you want to make heaven your home. That's why you're born again, and that's why you've been given power. So try every spirit and see whether they be of God, including this message and the spirit upon my life. This is Apostle Lewis. If you'd like to visit us, come out to 10414 Mammoth Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m. This is Apostle Lewis with Refuge Temple. I am letting you know that the Chief Apostle, Bishop Wanda Archie, or myself, Apostle Curtis Lewis, one of us will be preaching in one of these power-packed services. If you'd like to call us at 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.